Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, good morning, sir. Thank you very much for getting up so early and joining us on your off day today.
Kevin, I'm up this early. I got three kids, five and under. I've been up for a while.
Oh, yeah. They get you up. Dad, first thing in the morning, they run into your bedroom, jump on the bed, I bet. That's awesome.
You know it.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to actually being back in town and at the stadium again.
Oh, it was just great. Like you said, there was that buzz, that kind of fervor around the ballpark again. There were people. Last year it was just all we could do was try to put together some sort of season so you have some entertainment on TV and radio, something to keep our minds off things. Everyone obviously in the throes of it all last year, it was better than nothing. But this year it's so much closer, resembles what we just so much love to have, you know, every April rolling around is, you know, the return of baseball, the return of spring or summer, I guess, as we've had the last few days. But that's, I think that's just so good for our souls. It was for me, I know. And just hearing people talking and seeing families and flags being waved and people's enthusiasm, people walking across the bridge, including manager Derek Shelton. He wanted to come across the bridge yesterday morning to go to the ballpark. It just, you know, returning to the norms and traditions that we love. And baseball, obviously, is at least to me and a lot of other people, central to that. Yeah.
Yeah. You put it so well. And you know what? The final score wasn't favorable for us. 4-2 was the loss, but it doesn't matter. Yesterday is basically it's a regional holiday. The Pirates are back at PNC Park and the fans are back too. We just heard from David Bednar, the pitcher. He got in briefly into the game. How much of a boost was it when he came out to Renegade in the crowd? 7,749 people just probably went berserk when he did that.
Yeah, it was a fun surprise. I didn't know he was going to do that. And, you know, one of the weird things about this all is, you know, I still haven't gotten to meet him because of, you know, the broadcasters and the team is separate and everything. But through Zooms, you know, the video conferencing, you can get a feel for who he is. Just like, we're learning along with everybody else. You know, who are these Pirates this year with a lot of the new faces? And boy, he seems to be the genuine article, man. He's great. He really, really appreciates being dealt to the Pirates. He was with the Padres, drafted, and then debuted with the Padres for a couple of seasons. And to be home, to be able to pitch there, you know, he said he hadn't been there since he was a sophomore. He just stopped in for a game before heading out back to college back east. And, you know, I think that's fantastic. You know, he grew up idolizing Andrew McCutchen, you know, for instance, and now he's played on that same field and things like that. So it was really cool to hear him come out to that and just, you know, really capture the fans. And I was really hoping the Pirates, through some walks, had a little rally going in the bottom of the eighth. If they took the lead and held it in that eighth inning, he would have gotten the win. And
yes,
his first game pitching at PNC Park.
Yeah. So
we were a little bit excited to see if they could stage that comeback and really make for a dramatic moment.
Yeah, I was listening at that point in the game. The game was here on KDK, and you did a wonderful job. And let's not forget the second inning. You had a similar scenario where the bases were loaded, and you know there was a strikeout. And then in the eighth inning, bases were loaded again. So they had their chances. They had their chances. That's for sure. But today's an off day. They go at it again tomorrow. And you brought up, you know, the tradition is back, you know, with the fans in the stands and people are able to, you know, go to opening day, you know, with their family and stuff. You had a very touching picture posted two seasons ago now. Speaking of your young family, you had your daughter in the booth saying, "We'll talk to you next spring." And it never happened. That picture of you and your daughter sitting on your lap at PNC Park as you're calling the last out of the game was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really, and I don't, I'm kind of a private person with that, with kids, especially on social media. But I did want to share that because it was really interesting. That's our oldest, Nancy. She's five now, but, she's got long hair because we still haven't been able to get a haircut yet. but she has real short hair there, and it's really noticeable for us. But she sat on my lap, and you can see the scoreboard, and it just tells the fans, hey, we'll see you on April 2nd, 2020. Because that's the next scheduled day for opening day of, the home opener of the next season. And no one thought anything of it at the time.
Right.
And the picture was just taken because it's, dad with one of his kids on his lap. That's it, and that's the only reason we took that picture. But it had that in the background. And I remember looking at it probably in May or June of last year, just thinking how eerie that was. And then I looked at it again yesterday. And then I shared it with everybody because it's still eerie because that didn't happen. But now this was supposed to happen yesterday. The home opener was supposed to happen on April 8th, 2021, and it did. And I think that means something to a lot of people that we can make a plan and it's going to come through. And we can count on some things again. And I think in a lot of things we've been able to, but I think in a baseball sense and, for those who are around baseball fans or work in baseball like me, it really meant something. So I just wanted to share that, and I think that's interesting as we go forward that we can start to put our feet on more solid ground going forward, which feels so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm really glad you shared the picture. And as you mentioned, the privacy of children and things like that. This is taken, for those who haven't seen it, taken from behind. So it's the back of your heads and the scoreboard is in the background. It's an excellent picture. What was it like for you calling the game to actually have the real crowd noise in there yesterday?
It was wonderful. And for so many reasons. It was wonderful from the first moment. I didn't call the game. It was Greg Brown on February 28th. The Pirates were in Sarasota to play the Orioles. It was the first inning of the first game in spring training. And I was listening, and the Orioles had a batter, Trey Mancini, come up. And he was, on the day that baseball shut down in 2020, he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. And obviously missed the entire season. He's now in remission, and he's come back to play this season. And so it was his first at-bat in the first inning of this game, and they gave him a standing ovation, the 1,000-plus that were in Sarasota that day. It was a home crowd. And it just occurred to me, it's things like that. I mean, this guy in his 20s is going through advanced colon cancer and is in remission, thank goodness, and is getting back to the game he loves. And could you imagine if it was just the video game sound that's being played? You can't replicate that, the warmth that is shared by the people. And that was, that was conveyed to him. And he got some, undoubtedly, he felt something because of that. And we all did. And
yeah,
that's the kind of stuff. I said it yesterday during the broadcast, and it occurred to me that the fans are, what happens between the lines determines the outcome of the game. The fans determine very little of that. Sometimes they do once in a while. But what the entire experience of a baseball game is determined so much by the fans.
Yes.
It's almost entirely from the fans. As now we found out without having them, we realize that a baseball game isn't a baseball game really without fans.
Yep. The human touch, it's so necessary. And we'll be, we look forward to speaking with you each and every Friday throughout the season. Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you next week and bring home a couple of winners starting tomorrow.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, and it's always great to be on KDK. Thanks again, Kevin.
My pleasure, sir. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.